face there, familiar person, Henry Ohumukini, also known as Uncle Hank. That's a informal but honorific title. He's a Florida Folk Heritage Award recipient. Hank told me once that his father told him, don't ever take the same job twice. And I think he took him seriously. And not only has he applied that to his work life, he's been a karate instructor. He's been a policeman, an undercover policeman. He's also a Hawaiian falsetto yodeling champion. He's a kuma hula, a hula master. He's a master of, I think, at least 12 Hawaiian crafts he learned at the Kamehameha School in Hawaii. And on and on and on. A great musician. He played professionally for quite a while, played with some great jazz musicians even over in Hawaii. He was talking about Elvis earlier. And his daughter, Kaleinani, is that how you say it? Yes, which we call her Nikki. She'll be performing with her, and of course, she's learned a lot from him. But they're going to do some Hawaiian music and dance that center around wedding traditions. And I also want to invite you, and Hank will remind you, well, first, before I forget, he runs a hula competition, and there are flyers for that. It's going to be in Orlando. What month?
July 26th.
July 26th in Orlando. He has flyers over here. If he runs out, we'll make some more for him. And it's the 7th annual. It's a great event. It's a family event. This is not the Las Vegas kind of hula. This is the traditional hula that they do. And besides Hawaiians, there's people from all over Polynesia. Florida has a small but very active and very artistic a community of Pacific Islanders that live in the state. Many of them live in the Orlando area because they've come here for entertainment. But some of them, even that don't work in entertainment or don't work in the tourism industry, they're very, very serious about their traditional arts, and they love to practice them, especially the aspects of them that aren't necessarily the touristic kind of forms of it, which is what you usually don't get to see. So, Henry Ohumukini.
Mahalo. Thank you. I'd like to open with a chant that we normally open up a performance with. I saw this chant here. It's an old chant. It's also done by, nowadays, as a modern hula. It's called Anapau. Anapau is the frisky number. We call this a hula mai. Hula mai in Hawaii is a sexual chant or sexual dance. And this is a mele inoa, or a name dance for Queen Liliuokalani. Even the queens are a rascal. I'm going to chant the old style, then I'm going to do it as they do it in a modern style. Then we'll bring Nicole out to do her dance. I mean, Kaleinani. Hey, I can Ololio e kanana pau. E aha e kanana pau. Olewa e kanana pau. Iluna o e ana pau. Iluna loa o e ana pau. I la lo I ho e ana pau. I la lo lo a o e ana pau. He aha e ka lole ha ana pau. He salika e ka lole ha ana pau. Haina I a mai ana pau. Ua lewa e ka lewa na pau. Hei no no Liliu Okalani. E aha e ka hana ana paula. Hololi o e ka hana ana paula. Hea ea, hea hea. Hea na e ka hana ana paula. Ho lewa e ka hana ana paula. Hea ea. Ea ea, iluna a e o ana paula, iluna lo e o e ana paula. Ea ea, ea ea, ilalo iho o e ana paula, ilalo lo e o e ana paula. Ana paula, ana paula, Ia hai ka hana ana paula, e salika e ka loli ana paula. Ea ea, ea ea, hai na ia mai ana a, ua pau e ka lawe ana paula. Ea ea, ea ea, hai na ia mai ana ka a, ua pau e ka lawe ana paula. Ea ea, ea ea, ea ea. E nono ni liu o kalani. Thank you. The number we'd like to bring Kalei Nani out to do. By the way, Kalei Nani in Hawaiian, ka means the. Lei is the lei, of course. Nani, beautiful, wonderful. So her name is a wonderful lei. This name was taken from somebody in my mother's family. And this is my daughter. She's been dancing now for a few years. I used to have a halau, which is a hula studio. But I'm sort of trying to retire. But I always end up doing different things. But I'm trying to retire. And she's going to be taking over my halau. And of course, the name's going to change to her name. The number we're going to do is Kapua Ui. Kapua in Hawaiian means flower. And ui means beautiful. In Hawaiian, most of the songs you hear, the old songs, have what they call kauna, or hidden meaning. Every song, when you hear pua, normally it means a girl, a sweetheart. Ui means beautiful. So this song is the beautiful girl. But if you look at it in the dictionary, it says beautiful flower. Okay? So this is a beautiful number, Kapui Iwa. Sorry. Aloha wau ia owe kuipo kule momi le mili mili o ka heke hoi o na pua a ke kupuna e hipoini aloha wau ia owe kuipo kule mumi kumilimili o ka heke hoi o na pua a ke kupuna e hipoini. Aloha wau ia owe kuipo, kule mumi kumilimili, o ka heke hoi o na pua, a ke kupuna e hipoine. Haole, haole kamana o ke ike aku, ko maka palu palu e ke aloha, e alohe pili. Puvai aile ie ie na kamakua puana kaino o kuipo kuule nani lei makamai e nohea oe i kumaka e kapua ui oe onalani o pua. Thank you. Kalei Nani. This festival is about rites of passage. Back there on the board, we have our display showing King Kamehameha, our first king, and his family. Because the life of a common person was very normal, the life of the alii or the royalty was very different. King Kamehameha, for example, had 21 wives. Guys, 21 wives. There's good parts about it and bad parts about it. But he had 21 wives, and out of the 21, four of them were Ali Inui, very high ranked. So their children became the kings of Hawaii. And one of the last is Princess Pauahi. She became, she's supposed to be the queen, but she married somebody from New England, Charles Reed Bishop. And because of the cross marriage, she refused the throne. So it passed on to David Kalakaua, his family. Kalakaua is my family line. And actually, Kalakaua is also part of Liloa, which is Kamehameha line. But we all come from my family comes from the Kalakaua line. On the back side, we show also the life of Kamehameha from youth until his death. In old Hawaii, the Ali, when they're born, there's normally a large storm. And when King Kamehameha was born, the kahuna, or the priest, told the high chief of the island that the youngster was going to be born, and he would eventually kill him, the high chief, and take over his island. So he sent warriors out to look for the baby. But they hid the baby for 5 years, and finally he thought, you know, let the baby come out. And he named the baby Kamehameha, which means the lonely one. So Kamehameha became chief through Alapa Inui, who was the high chief of the island. And he trained in many sports. He trained in the stars, in the land, fishing, planting. He had to learn everything to become the chief. He fought all the kings from the different islands. And when he got through, he was the king of all the islands. They call him Kamehameha the Great because he was the king and united all of the islands together. He died at a late age. He was one of the few kings that died at a late age. And when he passed away, his bones were taken and hidden. Because in the old days, the Hawaiians would take the bone of a great chief and use it for different things. And the thing that we have in our culture is called mana. Mana is the inner spirit or inner power. So they hide the king's bones so that someone will take his power with them. Okay, we'd like to do another number. It's called Noho Pai Pai. Noho Pai Pai is for people like us. It's a rocking chair hula. Okay, again, Kalei Nani. She's using what we call lai'i skirt. Lai'i, everybody call it grass skirt. It's not grass, it's lai'i. And lai'i is the tea leaf. Leaf from, you see the trees here in Florida, it's red and light pink leaves. That's the lai'i, the same family, but this leaves grow a lot bigger than those. Okay, we like to do Noho Pai Pai.
Oniana ho ese kupoli Pupu e iho au meheana Oniana ho ese kupoli Mehala no e i mahiana Auhea kulehi rose lani Meheala no ei mahi ana Auhea kulehi rose lani Ina o you meheau Kaupo no ika noho pai pai
Rocking chair
Ina o you kariana Somebody sitting in my rocking chair Haina ia mai kapuana Oniana hoese kupoli Haina ia mai kapuana se kupoli, kupoli, kupoli.
All right. That was Kalei Nani with a rocking chair hula. This Tuesday, I'm going to be 65. I'm going to start collecting. Oh. Oh, happy birthday. I like to do a number that's very popular. It's an old number combined with a number that was written a long time ago. I think you will recognize the song. Part of it you won't recognize. It's called Ahivela. The second part you probably understand.
Ahivela, my name loko, ikahana, akealoha, elala, veneikui, po, koni koni lu.
Now you know this part.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are up above the world so high, like a
Hawaiian style.
Ipo, ipo, hoku I, hao, hao, ao, iao, oe, ilunao, ao, ke, apo. Kohu kaima naika puva.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I bet you thought somebody else wrote that song. Okay, what we'd like to do, the next number is the Hawaiian wedding song. It's the most popular song. It was done by Elvis Presley in his movie, which movie was that? Blue Hawaii. And he did a very good job in that song. It became very popular because of Elvis, Mr. E. We entertained in Waikiki for many, many years. And every time Elvis came to town, he used to come into our show at the Ilikai Hotel. He stayed up in a penthouse. He used to come downstairs. And he always sends a plate up on stage. And sometimes he has $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. There's five of us on stage. He sent $5,000 up on the plate. We'd open the plate. A lot of money out there, you know. Then we know he was there. So we sang his favorite song, Glass Ball. We wrote that song when we were all in college. He loved that song, so we always sang it when he did. Then our PA system broke down. So we had to sing with acoustical instruments. The next day when we came back, we were going to try to change plugs or do something with it. And we saw a brand new sound system on stage. It was a beautiful sound system, maybe 10 times what we paid for, for ours. And we used that for the next 9 years. And that's the kind of person he was. People in Hawaii love Elvis because he was a down-to-earth person. And he sang a lot of Hawaiian songs. We used to come down to our beach house in Kailua, here in Red and Marty and the rest of the gang. And they lied on the beach, and nobody bothered them because they didn't know they were there. We had signs up, you know, stay off our beach. That way nobody would go on the beach. Okay, now Clay, now this is one of the most beautiful songs. We're going to do it partly in Hawaiian and partly in English.
Thank you.
This is a
That was the Hawaiian Wedding Song. Do you have any questions about Hawaii, about crafts, about anything? Right, if you're married, you wear your flower in your left ear. So that's like a ring. If you're single, you wear it on the right side. That means you're looking. If you put it in the middle of your head, you don't know what's going on, you know. A lot of people put the hibiscus up here and he says, how come you're wearing it up there? And they don't know why they're wearing it that way. Any other questions? Okay, the ukulele. Oops. This is called the uku, which is flea, lele, which means, you know how the flea jumps. When the Portuguese came to Hawaii, they brought their instrument, which is similar to the ukulele. So the Hawaiians copied the Portuguese instrument and made it a little different. And the tuning is a little different, but they got the idea from the Portuguese when they came to work at the plantations. This particular one is made from the most beautiful wood in Hawaii. It's called koa, curly koa. We call it wrinkled koa, now they call it curly koa, which has the waves in it. It's beautiful wood, it's very expensive, and they're running out. People used to cut them down and, you know, didn't replant. Now they're replanting whole different areas for this plant. But ukulele, it's tuned up very simple. My dog has fleas. So easy to remember. I play music once a year now since I retired about 15 years ago. And when Bob asked if I could come up and do something, I said, oops, I got to practice again. I haven't picked this thing up for almost a year. But it comes back. By the time it comes back, the shows are over. Let me do a number for you. Panini in Hawaii is a cactus. Pua is flower, and kea is white. Okay, this is about a haole girl, or a white girl. Now, Hawaiian guys looked at her and said, ooh, you know, panini pua kea. A white girl, beautiful white girl. So this is an old number also. It goes like this.
Auhea ihone le aloha le kuho wa ikana ni auna pua. Aloha ihone ole hua kuho wa ikana ni auna pua. Eia mai o sui pai lo kui poe ka kapua.
What is foreign words?
He ani ani vale o hali aloko no velo mau ole ika puvai.
Puvai means a heart. Somebody stole somebody's heart.
Na vai no oi e pakele aku ika vai o kapani ni puakea. Haina iya,
my, that's a hyena again.
Haina ia mai ana kapuana, kuui poika nani o na pua.
Okay, that part, haina, in Hawaiian, means this is the end of my song. In all the old Hawaiian songs, they had that. So you know if it's an old song, you hear, haina ia mai, and it always repeat part of the first verse, ana kapuana, which means this is the ending of my song. Kuui po is sweetheart. Kuui poika nani o na pua. Beautiful sweetheart, a beautiful flower. They're saying this is the end of the story of my beautiful sweetheart.
Haina ia mai ana kapuana, kuu hawai kanani o na pua, o na pua, o na pua, o na pua.
Okay, again, we'd like to invite you, if you come down to Orlando, we have a hula competition, we have flyers there, and it's going to be at the Clarion Hotel next to the airport, off of the B line. We have a lot of fun there, we have a lot of crafts, hula dancers come out and do their thing, the little children come up and do their dance also, and we also have Hawaiian food. No poi. Oh, I think they're going to have poi. But if you don't like poi, then they're going to have rice. Come and join us there. Mahalo nui lo, apa lo, mahalo.
Hey, Henry Ohumakini.